Comments have been made to the extent that it is politically motivated and it is an attack on freedom of expression. But we all need to recognize that the NCA also has a mandate to regulate frequencies in this country. And without adhering to those regulations, we run the risk of having it become descend into jungle status. We spend valuable time in parliament passing laws, and we frequently bemoan our own inability or reluctance to enforce our laws, making them lose its significance. That's the difference between a civilized society and a state of nature. So I think that the actions of the National Communications Authority to enforce the Electronic Communications Act passed in 2008 by this August House is a step in the right direction and ought to be commended by all right-thinking members of society. Yes, some stations treated their authorizations and the rules and regulations pertaining to its use with impunity and neglected repeated requests, demands, notification by the NCA to live up to their own obligations which they have signed onto. And I think that some of the fines, yes, seem high and a little bit on the high side, but it is commensurate to the gravity of the offenses and the infractions committed by the defaulting radio stations. So in all fairness, it is not right for some stations to live up to their obligations while others behave as if they are sacred cows and are beyond sanction. So any step, any action which is aimed at freely, fairly enforcing the regulations dispassionately ought to be commended. The reason why the audit was conducted was to ensure that some sanity prevailed in this space. And it will not be limited to only the FM radio stations. There's an ongoing audit of TV stations as well. Thankfully, they are being migrated onto the digital platform. So any one of those stations which is currently enjoying test transmissions, which does not live up to its obligations under the rules and regulations setting it up, will not be migrated onto the platform and would by so doing cease operations. And I think that is the only way in which we can send a clear signal that we must make our laws work. If every agency did perform their obligations that way, very soon this country would also be like the Western world, which we all so happily cite. We are expected to be good corporate citizens. Have we dotted our I's and crossed our T's? At the end of the day, nobody is happy that any job will be lost, but that can also not be an argument for continuing to operate illegally or in violation of the law. If it were so, then I suggest we also might have to legalize prostitution, armed robbery. We would be amenable to having conversations with them, but they must also show good faith. If you have flouted the rules for 16 years, what comfort does it give us that you will abide by any arrangement which is put in place? However, they must demonstrate good faith by paying a substantial portion of the fines that have already been levied. Then we can consider maybe entering into payment terms for the remainder. But we will insist that a substantial portion of the fines that, and sanctions that have already been imposed would be collected before we even discuss a payment term. But for those whose authorizations have been revoked, I suggest that they cease operating, because as from today, the NCA has been empowered to also go out there and physically close down those affected stations if they continue flouting those regulations with those decisions with impunity.